Now it's time for Open Journal's Community Spotlight here on KPFT Houston.
Great songs can remind us of special episodes in our lives, relationships, breakups, hurt, exhilaration. But you know, a story in song is a strong piece of mini-fiction that can draw us into another time or place. I don't think all stories make good songs, and of course, many songs don't do justice to the stories they're supposed to capture. But my guest, David Goodrow, seems to have the right formula for connecting story to song, then to our hearts. So good morning, and get ready for some fun on Storytime on KPFT's Open Journal. I'm your host, Dr. Hank Rubichek, Professor of Communication Studies at the University of Houston downtown. You know, David never listened much to what his contemporaries listened to. So at the ripe old age of 7, he started learning the songs he discovered in his uncle's collection of folk music. He started playing the banjo at 20, then guitar a year later. And 40 years later, his motto is, three chords and a cloud of dust. Now, he can't read music. He plays mostly by ear and is pretty much self-taught. He's been the opener at the Tejas Storytelling Festival for the past 20 years, and as well as virtually every event sponsored by the Houston Storytellers Guild. His wife, Sally, is a terrific storyteller in her own right and longtime member of the Houston Storytellers Guild and past guest on this show. And the one David touts as the real teller in the clan. But you know what? His daughter, Katie, is also pretty talented, I understand, and another apple of David's eye, and she's going to be a performer, whether you and I like it or not, right? Isn't that right?
Well, I hope so. She's got to do what she's got to do.
But I got to tell you, David, you're a story to be reckoned with. You're a storyteller to be reckoned with, my friend. And seriously, you are all in for a real treat as David takes us on a journey through song. Now, first of all, tell us what you mean by three chords and a cloud of dust.
Well, to me, it means that I'm not a particularly sophisticated player. I'm not a musician. I play guitar and banjo, and I sing, and most of the time it works pretty well for me and other people.
So we've essentially wasted the $4.06 that we have to pay you the next half hour.
That's for you to determine later.
Okay. And we're trying to cut back. Okay. But three chords and a cloud of dust, you said, actually came from Woody Hayes.
Well, Woody Hayes, famous Ohio State coach. That was his football philosophy. Keep it simple and solid and kind of rough-edged, and you will accomplish what you
And embarrassingly,
want.
I went to Ohio State, and I had no idea what you're talking about. You learn something all the day. It's got to be the hangover. I think that's probably my problem. Okay, now, you've got a couple of great tunes for us to begin with. You are going to be telling us a little bit about a true story, a train wreck, right, that happened in 1890, and then you have a comic love story for us.
Yes.
All right.
These are both songs that came off of an album from my Uncle Jan's folk music collection that I've been singing these songs for about 50 years now, and
I thought you were 38. That's not really possible. Oh,
I wish I was. I'd like to have some of that back.
You're just lying to me. All right, let's have some fun. Let's do it.
The first one is called The Wreck of the C&O Number 5. From Washington to Charlottesville and Stanton on the line came the old Midwestern Limited, train number 5 on time. She was the Cincinnati train, the fastest on the line, through the Valley of Virginia into Clifton Forge on time. The engineer at Clifton Forge, Dolly Womack was his name, was there to sign the register and pull that speeding train. His fireman, Charlie Poteet, was a-standing by his side, and receiving their train orders, they climbed in the cab to ride. Then Dolly to his fireman said, "Oh, Charlie, well, you know, 4 years I've been an engineer to ride the C&O. For many years I've had this run, just 25 in all. When I blow for Covington, they will surely know my call." From Covington to Jerry's Run, old number 5 did roll through the Allegheny Tunnel with a crew so brave and bold. Then westbound to the Mountain State by Sulphur Springs on time, with orders to switch over there and take the East Main Line. I know my engine is all right, she's the U.S. Mountain kind. 137, she will put us there on time. Finvalli to his fireman said, we're running way behind. When I pull that Big Bend tunnel, I mean to be on time. Just 4 miles further down the line, she hit a broken rail. No more to pull old number five, no more to pull the mail. The engine did not overturn, but a steam pipe broke in two. 200 pounds of pressure killed poor Dolly, brave and true. And when life's brakes are set on time, life's throttle valves cut down, someday he'll pilot in the crew that wears the master's crown. With a clear block into heaven's gate, he'll pull his mighty train. There in God's own roundhouse, he will register his name.
All right. We're going to find out in just a minute how you really conceived of these songs. I mean, this is a factual-based story.
It's a factual-based story. There are a number of variations of this song, mm-hmm. and this is just the one I happened to learn.
Yeah.
But this song, you know, comes from the incident happened in 1890, and this song is being recorded back in the 20s by people like Vernon Dalhart and the Carter family and other folks in that era. And say it developed over the years into a number of variations. Wow. And that's the particular one I learned.
Yeah. I want to talk about some of the features in your songs that really make them stories, tension and protagonists and prologues and a number of things. But let's go ahead and listen to this next one, this comic love story. I'm looking forward to this.
Okay. This one has got a good lesson for almost everybody in it. Young Rogers the miller came a-courting of late. The farmer's fair daughter called beautiful Kate. Her eyes were like stars from the heavens above. Her cheeks were like roses all painted with love. Now the wedding was ready, the dowry laid down. The beautiful sum of 10,000 gold pound. But Rogers, being greedy, was heard to declare, I won't have your daughter without the gray mare. Now the old man rose up with much anger and speed, saying you would have married my daughter indeed. It might have been better, but I'm glad it's no worse. I'll put back the money once again in my purse. Young Rogers the miller was kicked out the door, and straightway was ordered to come back no more. But when 6 months had passed, and a little above, he chanced for to meet with fair Katie, his love. Oh, Katie, now don't you know me? Well, I think that I've seen you before, says she. You look like the young man with long curly hair that once came a-courting my father's gray mare. Oh, Katie, I'm sorry for what I have done, and your father has lost such a beautiful son, said she. For your sorrows, I value them not, for I'm sure there's a lot of young men to be got. Now the price of the old mare, it was not so great, so fare ye well, Rogers, goodbye to ye, Kate. Thus ended the courtship before 'twas too late, 'twixt Rogers the miller and the farmer's fair Kate. And the moral. Now come all you young folk, I pray you take heed, be guided by true love and never by greed. For if you are greedy, you may meet the fate of Rogers the miller and the farmer's fair Kate.
All right. I love that. I hope all of you are enjoying Three Chords and a Cloud of Dust on KPFT's Storytime with storyteller, folk singer David Goodreau and me, your host Hank Rubichek. David, that moral was great. And do you think about morals before you construct these stories?
Well,
what are they supposed to mean? Or?
I mean, I really don't construct them. These are old songs that predate me by a long way. It's just the form of music and stuff that I happen to fall in love with at a very early age. And I think the fact that a lot of them, a lot of the stuff I sing is, if you look at it rationally, it's pretty gruesome, old murders and things like that.
You tweak your own style. You tweak it for your own style. I mean, you have to construct that kind of sort of. I mean, these are not all.
Well, yeah, I don't know that I think terribly consciously about it. Oh, you do it long enough and you develop your own style, as it were. And
well, let me ask you this. What didn't you like about some of the songs that your contemporaries were listening to? You were saying you didn't really listen much to that. What was it about that music you didn't care much about?
I guess because I like simple things and clear lyrics and clear melody and stuff, and I don't know, I can probably start all kinds of arguments with people about this, but I just never liked rock that much. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, certainly. Many people love it, and it's very meaningful to them, but it just always sounded too cacophonous for me.
But your uncle's collections were very special to you.
Yeah, the early folk singers, one or two instruments, and, you know, a good song with a good story, and, you know, clear lyrics.
What makes a good story? I mean, we understand the features to a good story, but in your mind, when it comes to song, what makes a good story? Does it have to be riveting? Does it have to start with drama? Does there have to be conflict?
Not necessarily. It just, it's with me, it's just something I like to hear, and it's still that way. I will hear a song, and I will think, I don't know, I guess my litmus test would be either, ooh, I'd really like to learn that, or, you know, yeah, I'd listen to it again, but it's, you know, nothing special, or I really don't want to ever hear that again. And if it's, or care if I do. And if it's one of the ones that says, oh, I'd really like to learn that and add it to my personal, you know, collection or repertoire of things that I sing, whether it's for somebody else or just my own enjoyment. Yeah. I mean, that's...
Well, a lot of storytellers...
I don't analyze a lot
of
things.
Well, for example, Sally, you know, your wife Sally, who is a marvelous, marvelous storyteller, she's been on the show before, and she talks about the fact that folk tales speak to her.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And certain songs speak to you.
Right? Okay, well, in that respect, I would... well, like the train wreck song. I mean, that's something that affected a lot of people at one time.
Yeah.
And, you know, those were real living, breathing people, even though it was 120 years ago. And I don't know, that sort of thing is much more meaningful to me than something that just somebody makes up, no matter how good a song it might be, out of just, you know, their own creative ability. I like things that are based on the real events of things like that, and I don't know, it's just the more human it is to me, the more I like it.
Who are some of your favorite artists, favorite folk artists?
Oh gosh, well, I immediately go back to the Weavers. I was one of the first, for my ninth birthday in 1962, I asked for and got the Weavers on Tour album, which I had worn out of my uncle's collection. I got my own copy of that. And as an aside, I have been fortunate enough in my life to meet two of the original Weavers. I met Pete Seeger at a concert he did here in Houston about 1990, 91, 89, somewhere along there. And I met Ronnie Gilbert the big music festival in Kerrville, about 20 years ago. She was performing there, and I got to meet her, and I told her the story about getting that album for my ninth birthday, and she said, oh, weren't you a precocious thing? And I said, yes, I was.
You know,
she was a delightful lady.
And you were how old in 1962?
I turned 9 that year.
You know, I really liked you until I find out that you are younger than me. Okay, now to Laura to tell us about the highways and byways and weather in town.
You're listening to Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston 90.1. The current time is 9:45. And there is slow traffic on 290 Northwest Freeway eastbound from Fairbanks to Pinemont. Travel time is 6 minutes, and the average speed is 27. Otherwise, traffic is flowing freely. Current temperature is 60 degrees. Skies are overcast. Humidity 31%. And today will be partly sunny with a high near 66 degrees and windy with a north wind between 15 and 25 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Air quality is in the good range. Please stay tuned after today's community spotlight for the 420 drug war news, followed by undercurrents at 10 o'clock. And then wide open spaces at 11 o'clock. And now back to story time. Today's show is three chords and a cloud of dust. Stories and Song, hosted by Hank Rubicek. His guest is storyteller and singer David Goodrow.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Only kidding. Okay, I just had to set the tone.
I'm sorry.
I had to do it. Three chords and a cloud of dust with David Goodrow. Listen, tell us about your next couple of selections. I know one is an old murder ballad.
Okay. The first one is again. I learned it off of this particular album, which was Pick Temple's "Pick of the Crop," back when I was about 8 years old. And it's Naomi Wise. It's also known as Omi Wise. Again, many variations have been sung over the years. And the special thing about this song to me is the fact that the actual event happened within spitting distance of the farm where my grandfather, Jess Julian, was born 100 years later.
Wow.
The murder was in 1808, and he was born in 1908. And gives a little special meaning to me.
Yeah.
Are we,
must be a real, real killer tune.
Are we ready? Yeah, definitely. Now come all you young people and listen while I tell about a maid they call Naomi Wise. Her face was fair and handsome, she was loved by everyone. In Randolph County now her body lies. They say she had a lover, young Lewis was his name. Each evening he would have her by his side. She learned to love and trust him, and she believed his word when he told her she was soon to be his bride. One summer's night he met her, and he took her for a ride. She thought that she was a-going to be wed. They come to Old Deep River, and so the story goes. You've met your doom, these words the villain said. She begged him just to spare her, but the villain only laughed. They say that he was heartless to the core, and in the stream he throwed her below the old mill dam. And sweet Naomi's smile was seen no more. Next day they found her body a-floating in the stream, and all the folks for miles around did cry. Young Lewis left the country, they brought him back again, but they could not prove that he'd caused her to die. They say that on his deathbed, young Lewis did confess. He said that he had killed Naomi Wise. And now they know her spirit still lingers around that place to warn the young girls from some villain's lies. So young folk, oh, take warning and listen while I say, you must take care before it is too late. Don't listen to the stories some villain's tongue will tell, or you are sure to meet Naomi's fate.
All right, okay. Now the next one, I love this because I remember it now. I really remember it. You know, what Scotsmen wear under their kilt.
Or don't.
This is great. Or don't. This is great. They're all going to love this one. Okay.
I'm going to switch to the banjo, which is actually my first love. And after, oh gosh, nearly 40 years of playing it, I play almost as well as some people who've played for 3 months. That's okay.
Yeah, well,
more or less even in tune, sort of, kind of. His Scotsman clad in kilt left the bar when evening fair, and one could tell by how he walked he drank more than his share. He fumbled around until he could no longer keep his feet. Then he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding did a little idio, ring diddly io. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. About that time, two young and pretty maidens happened by. One says to the other, with a twinkle in her eye, "See yon sleeping Scotsman, so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring diddly io. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt." They crept upon that sleeping Scotsman, quiet as could be. They lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see. And there, behold, for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt, was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring diddly io, was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a moment. Then one said, "We must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along." So as a gift they left the blue silk ribbon tied up in a bow. Around the bonny star the Scotsman's kilt did lift and show. Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring diddly io. Around the bonny star the Scotsman's kilt did lift and show. Now the Scotsman awoke to nature's call and stumbled towards a tree. Behind a bush he lifts his kilt and he gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he says to what's before his eyes, "Oh lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize." Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring diddly io. Oh lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize.
Okay, we are having lots of fun on Story Time on KPFT's Open Journal. I'm Hank Rubichek, and you are listening to David Goodrow. You know, the Houston Storytellers Guild rules by friends, so join us on the third Tuesday of every month from 7 to 8:30 at St. Andrew's House, right next to St. Andrew's Church at 1819 Heights Boulevard. Learn to tell your stories or just listen and enjoy in the most comfortable setting you can imagine. And be sure to check out our site for special events at www.HoustonStorytellers.org. You know, for me, David, and just quick comment, that folk tales in song really do demonstrate generosity and spirit. Traditional narratives put to rhythm. I think of John Henry and the throbbing beat with which his story is told. I think of A Boy Named Sue by Johnny Cash, Coward of the County by Kenny Rogers, The Temptations, Papa was a Rolling Stone, Come Dancing by the Kinks, Jeannie Riley's Harper Valley PTA, we all remember that one. Arlen Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant. And, of course, Harry Chapin's ballad, Cats in the Cradle, and just so many more. And I told you how quickly this morning would go. And I just can't thank you enough, David. This was so much fun. Well,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, for taking the time out. This is just great. I mean, people don't have to listen to me as much, and that in and of itself makes it just a great show. But thank you for taking time out from your job as a paralegal, babysitting lawyers, right, as a way to lead us for a lot of fun and a rhythmic morning. You're right up there with Sally, and I appreciate your ability.
That's
for transforming. You're really terrific for transforming our human pulsating memories into music. And to everyone, have a perfect weekend, and always remember, it is never too late to live happily ever after. See you next month, and be safe.
been listening to Open Journal, KPFT's experiment in community-inspired radio. Since 1970, KPFT has been a unique source on the Houston airwaves. Visit KPFT.org to support this station. KPFT listener members are welcome to produce an Open Journal. Prospective producers must fill out an Open Journal request form, which is available at our website. The program director welcomes your feedback on every Open Journal. Listener feedback helps KPFT determine what Open Journals are appreciated by the community at large. To get in touch with the program director, send an email to pd@kpft.org or call 713-526-4000, extension 308.